Yo, what up, homies? This is On The Level Podcast with Jordan and Eric, your favorite online podcast buddies, homies.
Hello, my party animals.
Last episode was 95, making this episode 96, if we're going sequentially.
Yes.
Today is Sunday, March 7th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We come to you on the eve of Coming to America 2.
The eve, I mean, it's here.
It's here, but the eve, you're right. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that first? Want to get it out of the way?
Sure. We watched it yesterday.
Is this a cultural staple event for all family and friends to gather together? And
I mean, everybody knows about it. It's like everybody, I feel like, knows about Coming to America 2 at this point. And it's bad in a bad way.
Yeah. I didn't like it very much.
Me neither. Bad.
It really just feels like a boring, bland studio film.
Yeah.
Worse than Marvel in terms of studio
productions
or whatever. Yeah. It was very safe. I feel like there was a lot of not a lot of risk taking in the comedy.
Or the storytelling.
It was very safe. I kept making comparisons to it's like Princess Diaries meets Black Panther.
Yeah.
King goes back to America, finds out he has an illegitimate son, tells him he's the prince of a land far away, and then we go back to the land, and then you try to get whiskers off a lion or something. It was a...
So it's called Coming to America.
It's just called Coming to America.
And he comes to America, and then he leaves, right? Like in two scenes, he leaves. And then he just... It's all in Zamunda.
Zamunda! You got your McDonald's ripoff, McDowell's.
Like, it just, to me, honestly, it felt offensively bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like it's like, I don't know. It just felt really just like.
It felt like.
Their McDowell's is in the middle of like a safari plains with elephants walking by.
Yeah, that was really dumb.
Really strange, weird.
It's almost like it took place in a fictional world, whereas the first one felt like it took place in New York City. And like,
yeah, it felt weird. Like Zamunda never in the first one also felt a little funny, like also strange. But like we just stuck to that castle, so we really didn't see the outside world. And then like the fact like it just spent most of the time in New York. That was awesome. I thought like that's like the perfect kind of way to do it, to do that.
I feel like the movie is like a victim of how long it took for it to come out.
Yeah.
Not only is it like going off of a movie that was from the early 90s, but it's the comedy in the original doesn't quite hold up. I mean, I'm sorry. The comedy in the original holds up. This comedy, 2021, safe PC, Amazon Studios comedy is garbage to me.
Yeah, like it's terrible.
It's like super safe, family friendly, and not that family friendly comedies can't be funny, but they use like the old characters in the barbershop to make comments on today's PC culture. And I mean, it's just Eddie Murphy and Arsenio just kind of speaking their minds on it. I thought it was kind of funny, but then it doesn't really fit in the rest of the movie.
No,
and
it doesn't. And like it to me, it feels like do you remember the movie came out, I want to say 2019. It's Taraji P. Henson, What Men Want.
I never saw it, but I remember it coming out.
I watched that movie recently,
mm-hmm.
and it's awful, but like the humor is like this like it's the same humor in Coming to America too. It's like
Well, here's
raunchy, but it's also safe at the same time.
Yeah, because a lot of the material in Coming to America felt like they weren't trying to hide some of the offensive jokes because the characters said some pretty offensive things.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I just feel like in the comedic climate of today and cancel culture, they were like, they had to make a movie that has its roots in raunchy comedy, but they have to make it a little cleaner, a little safer. So, but they don't want to completely neuter it. So they allow Eddie Murphy to say the things that he's trying to say. And I guess it's just trying to juggle too many different tones and stuff. And
like
they say, I remember there was a scene in the barbershop where all the guys were like making fun of Africans, women's large breasts.
Yeah.
And it was Arsenio being like, them big slappy titties. And it's just kind of like, eh, I don't know if this is even funny. I don't know. It's strange.
It's, I don't know. It's, I honestly, it's, I, we all knew going in it was going to be bad. Like, I knew there was no way in God it was going to be good.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I didn't know it would be like what men want.
Bad. The comparison for me I go to is, so in regards to the cast, the I forgot what the son's name is. I'll look it up really fast.
Jordan something.
I think in the movie his name was Lavelle Johnson, but the actor, 1 second, Jeremy Fowler.
Jeremy Fowler.
He played the son, the bastard son of Eddie Murphy, who lived in Queens, and then Eddie Murphy came and took him to Zamunda. But he was in Sorry to Bother You with Lakeith Stanfield as a kind of like the comedic friend or whatever to him. Mm-hmm. And in that movie, the comparison, I think the comedy is like, the comedy in that movie is like, it's subtle and it's kind of offensive, and it's also making commentary on like, on the world or whatever. And I just thought it worked.
Well, yeah, it worked. Definitely worked.
And in this movie, he was kind of like not able to do anything interesting with his character like that. He just did like Disney Channel kind of safe bits. Like,
I wouldn't say, yeah, it
not it's Disney safe, Channel, but it was very safe bits. Whereas like he felt
studio friendly. Like,
studio friendly.
Like, you can watch this with the family, and it, you know, they'd be like, "Oh, Dad, ooh, what did they say that?"
But
and
it's like, not like in Sorry to Bother You where there's like naked horse people that pop out, or the weird bits where he's yelling at Lakeith.
You know, they get their Coming to America 2s. We get our Sorry to Bother You's. You know, it's an equal.
That's
exchange.
The thing. The movie is not offensive to me, Coming to America 2, only because it. There's like an audience that they're targeting, and it's like they just want to please the studio. They want people to like the movie. So it's kind of lukewarm in my opinion. But there's like a lot of random pop culture references and R&B song, which is fine.
Yeah.
But
Tiana Taylor's character was weird.
Tiana Taylor was in there. I think obviously though, it's just casting off the name. Like she's such a big celebrity right now.
Yeah.
But like she had no lines. It's kind of just the movie suffered from that, that you know this person. Like,
ooh, that's that. That's
Rick Ross over here.
Rick Ross.
Dikembe Mutombo. Trevor Noah's in there. There's a lot of cameos, but they're like empty, like hollow cameos.
It's artificial, man.
We can lead into this, but like we just watched Space Jam, the first one. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cameos in that movie, the original.
Yeah.
And they're subtle and they're well done to me. I don't know. They don't feel as in your face.
Yeah, but that movie's also like nostalgia. So we see it with rose-tinted glasses, but I'm sure people our age who, I'm not sure if it was, I don't know, like maybe what opinion, was Space Jam beloved by everybody or was it just like a good family film?
I feel like the movie is not offensive because they do like interesting, in Space Jam, they do interesting things.
Yeah,
and
it's fun. It's a fun movie.
It was a big deal at the time, and at least, I don't remember, and I mean, you have to be like a real asshole to hate that movie.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, yeah,
I understand
that's
my opinion, but.
Yeah, I guess.
This Coming to America, it's like, I can understand criticism. I can understand some people enjoying this. Like, I'm not like a middle-aged woman. There's so many references from like middle-aged moms to stand up and be like, yeah, I remember that song. And Vogue, or there's a whole dance sequence to Prince, Get Off.
Yeah.
And I love Prince and I love that song, but it's just so out of nowhere. It's like,
get off.
It just felt like a big studio, like, let's recreate Black Panther in the Coming to America universe and put some pop culture references and put some hip-hop shit and put some, you know. They apparently, they had the same costume designer from Black Panther do the costumes for this movie. But even then, it's like Jeremy Fowler had the same haircut as Killmonger. It seemed very apparently like trying to rip off the Wakanda thing. And
it's like, because it's not a Disney movie, so it's like also
it's an Amazon Studios movie. It's almost the same shit. We're getting there.
I don't know, man. That shit, like I don't know. It to me it lacked a lot, and like the budget was like, it may look big, but I don't think I don't think it's anywhere close to what they spend on like those other movies.
On Marvel movies, No. The budget, in my opinion, went a lot to like the CGI of their young faces in the nightclub when they did that scene. The animals, the lion, the elephant thing. And then the sets, like the castles. I think Wesley Snipes was funny in it, but his character was not important.
It's also like it felt like a very cheap movie to film. Because they didn't shoot in New York, so they didn't show on location much. Like, they had a couple scenes in New York, but most of it was shot, like, probably in a studio in Atlanta.
They had one scene of Eddie Murphy on the street running.
Yeah, like, it was not shot in New York at all. It felt like it was so on a budget.
Yeah.
It felt like they were, like, you know what it is? It felt like they're trying, like, they didn't even try. It felt like they half-assed, like, this opportunity. Like, because this movie could have been good. If they would have dedicated more money to it and like a better script and better writing and stuff, like it just felt like they failed it. Because you told me, and there is rumors that Ryan Coogler wrote a script for Coming to America 2. Mm-hmm.
That's what he did to Creed. That's how he got Creed. He wrote a story. He wrote the Creed story.
I would love to read that. I would just like to read it. I wouldn't even want to make it. I just want to read it.
Yeah. Ryan Coogler wrote a draft of Coming to America 2. And I think
they said, oh, this is too expensive. We can't do this.
The funny thing is, Ryan Coogler wrote and directed Black Panther. So it's like, if Coming to America 2 was trying to do a Black Panther of their own, they should have just let Ryan Coogler fucking write it.
Yeah. But instead, they said, like, no, that's too much. Let's just give it to this guy. He knows how to shoot on a budget. He can get it done in like 12 weeks.
Well, I think the same writer that wrote the first Coming to America worked with Eddie Murphy to write the second one. But like I said, Eddie Murphy's been in retirement for like 7 years or something.
Yeah, but Dolomite was awesome. So,
but like, I don't think Eddie Murphy wrote Dolomite. I'm sure he had something to
like
do
with
acting,
it. But I mean, his acting was just way better. Like, it was like...
Sure, sure.
That movie's really good.
Dolomite's great. Dolomite. Wesley Snipes is great in it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Wesley Snipes is the highlight for me for Coming to America 2. But I also just am a Wesley fan. Yeah. So, yeah. But in regards to Space Jam... Did you like the Space Jam 2 photos we saw of LeBron and Bugs? And
it's all right. I have to watch. I don't know. I guess I have to watch.
Word on the street is that it's gonna be a Wreck-It Ralph 2 of Space Jam, where Michael Jordan's going through all the
Michael Jordan
Warner Bros. Looney Tunes
LeBron
universe.
James.
I said Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You think Michael Jordan will make a cameo?
I think he'll be referenced. Like, remember when Michael helped us?
And
then it's gonna be like, ding,
ding, ding. After Last Dance, you don't think there's no way they got him out of retirement to shoot one scene for Space Jam 2?
No, they'll probably reference him, and that's it.
They'll probably show the shot of him stretching his arm and dunking it at the very end.
This movie better have a big ass budget. It better. It better not. It better look great. It better. LeBron James better be dunking on like some high definition aliens.
We're getting a lot of cameos. I mean, not just cartoon cameos, but we're getting other basketball players, probably other actors showing up. Don Cheadle is in there. Who knows?
Wayne Knight is not in it.
They better bring back Wayne Knight.
He's a star, baby.
God, I'm excited for Space Jam 2. I like the animation of the cartoons. Look, Bugs looks cool. I know there are some internet sleuths online that saw what looked like a silhouette of Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yes.
And I know that they were saying that they're going to be cartoon hopping and Warner Bros. Hopping. So
fun.
Again, like Wreck-It Ralph too.
Fun, fun, fun. Yeah. And also, we can't forget the Lola Bunny controversy.
Oh, God. So, they said that they redesigned Lola Bunny, and we've only seen, like, one studio photo of her.
Yeah.
Redesigned. And she just, doesn't have, like, thick legs and a waist anymore? Or, like, big breasts?
She's just wearing baggier clothes or something.
Yeah, she looks like she's just wearing baggy clothes. I don't know, man. I think people are only mad because they made it a big deal.
And also that picture going around of like Lola Bunny with her legs like all sexy and stuff, like the way, like the comparison photo, it's not even a photo from the movie. It's not even in the movie. Like that of shot of her in the Toon Squad thing, that's not even in the movie. It's somebody drew that and put it on
Tumblr.
That's
what I'm saying. The studio said that they redesigned her.
Yeah.
And people probably mischaracterized it by that photo, but. Even if they did, I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
It's whatever. Who cares?
Who cares? If Lola Bunny hot was the best part of Space Jam, then I don't know what it was.
We just rewatched it, and she was pretty hot in it.
She was very provocative.
Yeah, she was a little sexualized for sure, yeah. But I think
they're going to tone it down. They're going to tone down her horny meter very low.
I do like that, though. She was like, she's a tough character.
And they redesigned her. Remember that Looney Tunes show that came back in the mid-2000s. Like, she was, like, nothing like she is in this and or anything else before. Yeah. She was like a
safer, neutered version.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just hope Space Jam 2 is good, bro. I want more R. Kelly songs. I Believe I Can Fly.
Well, I don't think... Do they play any of the old songs?
If they're going to be doing this cartoon dimensional hopping thing in the Warner Bros. Lot, they have to reference the old one either with footage or with music. They have to. Because it was like such a big event in the Looney Tunes universe, and the Looney Tunes are so sarcastic and so like meta and fourth wall breaking. Yeah. They have to. I think they have to. They don't have to bring back MJ, but they'll reference Come On and Slam and Welcome to the Jam. Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. Or what was the Monstars theme? Hit 'em high, hit 'em high, hit 'em high, hit 'em high. Great movie. I recommend it. Yeah, man. Coming to America 2, Space Jam. Sorry, I was looking at my notes here.
You finished the
I watched WandaVision.
You finished it? Is it over now?
It's over, yeah.
Wow.
The last episode was called Series Finale.
Series.
Yeah.
Ah, no more.
No. Which I'm pretty sure that we've known that all along.
Yeah. It was always like a limited.
Yeah, because they're all the shows are connected. So you got to watch, you know, WandaVision ends. It's going to lead into Doctor Strange. But I guarantee you Black Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to lead into Black Widow. Black Captain Falcon and White Winter Soldier. They're all connecting, but I like WandaVision. It was cool. There's a couple moments, especially with the kids, where I'm like, this is starting to feel a little Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Were they really her kids?
No, they were a creation of her world, her WandaVision bubble universe. So at the end of the show, they are gone. But it is implied that she can access them whenever she like needs to go there. Like that realm she created, the TV show sitcom. Yeah. This is spoilers for the last episode, I guess. She pretty much put Agatha in that world and then made the world small, like kind of dismantled it. So it's like a parallel universe that she can just kind of jump into and interact with Catherine Hahn and interact with the kids if she has to. And then some of the stuff in the final episode was a bit confusing. They addressed Quicksilver, Evan Peters, they addressed who he was, and it was kind of unclear.
What did they say?
Photon, Monica Rambeau, she's captured by him, and she finds a headshot of him, and she's like, "You're Ralph Boner? Like, your name is Ralph Boner?" And then he just goes, "Yeah, Boner." And then that's it. That's how they addressed it. So they didn't confirm if he was the Quicksilver from the X-Men universe.
Lame.
They didn't even confirm if he was like a reincarnation of Aaron Taylor Johnson just playing by Evan Peters. They didn't address any of that. They just said he's a guy named Ralph Boner. And the whole bit ended up with him being like, Boner. Yeah. Not good. I didn't like that.
So is Vision dead?
Vision? Even that's a little unclear what happens. So they send in fake vision on the outside of the hex. The bad guy had Vision's real body and was bringing it back to life to go fight Wanda's creation of Vision in the hex. Fake Vision goes, they fight. It's a whole Man of Steel flying around bullshit. And then creation Vision in WandaVision's world touches the robot Vision and downloads his memories into himself.
Okay.
So then the physical dead body Vision becomes like kind of like a lifeless corpse, I guess. And then he flies away and he's like, I'm the real Vision. And then he flies away. And then creation Vision is left in the hex with all the memories from the outside world. That he remembers that he died. He remembered that Thanos killed him. And he remembered falling in love with Wanda. But he was still fake. He's still like a creation of Wanda's. So then at the end, Wanda, this is so complicated to explain. At the end, Wanda acknowledges that the Vision she created is fake and he has all the memories. And so he tells her to like, obviously free the civilians that she's captured in the world or keep Vision alive, but have to enslave the other people. So she agrees to like free everybody, thus when the thing closes in on itself, Vision, fake Vision she created, fades away. And he's gone, I guess. And the kids are gone too. They put the kids to bed. The hex closes in on itself and everything she manifested is gone. But she had kind of like come to some sort of peace with it. And the, but the end credit scene is her in the WandaVision costume and her Scarlet Witch costume. And she's like reading the spiritual book with all the dark magic. And she's like got like, a, what's his name from Overwatch?
So she's still kind of bad.
Yeah, she kind of is pretty much ends off as like a villain, like an antihero. Because the government comes in. And Monica Rambeau is like, they'll never know what you sacrificed for them, for the people. But then they let her escape. Like she just flies away. And so she's like, at the very, very end credit scene, she's like in a cabin reading the book alone. Vision's obviously gone. And the real Vision body is flying around somewhere. Because they're going to bring him back. And then she's reading the book and the camera zooms up on her. And then you hear the kids calling like, Mom, like, help us. And she's like, is like in a different realm. Like she can just go, probably go back into the hex or whatever. Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. I feel really bad for the listeners that had to sit through that.
Glad I didn't watch it. Thank you. That was great.
I didn't hate it, but I did. I wasn't fully satisfied. I was kind of just like,
Yeah.
The concept of the show and the execution far outweighs the actual storytelling to me. Because I think they did a good job, like, doing the different decades of television and, like...
What's the next show? Oh, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier and Falcon, yeah. I think Loki's coming out at some point.
Yeah, Loki's after them.
And then...
Smart, now that they can't do movies, I guess, like, they can trick the actors and directors into making TV shows now.
I don't think they trick them. I think they straight up... They design it and they write it in TV format.
Yeah, but now they're getting these actors to act in TV shows.
Yeah, but it's the same quality and like budget of the films.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, again, they got him to act in TV shows.
Yeah, sure. But the same is said for Mandalorian. Like,
yeah, but now is this what it's just going
to
be?
No, because we're still getting Black Widow as a film. They just don't know where to release it. And we're still getting...
Yeah, but that was made before, like, I think all these...
It was made before the pandemic and the TV show shit.
Yeah.
But...
Because I think the success of WandaVision, because I would say the ratings have been pretty good. People are watching it. Maybe they just say like, and look, if say
no,
if,
no, they're still gonna do Doctor Strange.
I know.
Film.
They're still doing like
Spider-Man's
like,
gonna be a film.
Maybe one of the next phases is like the movies will just be the big things that connects to everything.
They are. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and then the and then like
whereas
the
like
TV shows,
whereas like in Phase 1 and Phase 2 of Marvel, Age of Ultron was like the setup film to the universe of Wakanda and Ultron and all this. Mm-hmm. Now the TV shows are gonna do that, and the movies are gonna be Wanda and Doctor Strange doing some cool shit, Spider-Man doing some cool shit, and then even crazier, they're gonna do multiverse shit and have Spider-Man and Tom Hardy Venom. That's happening.
Yeah, we'll never get a Spider-Man show, but I think like
no,
but like for all the like an Ant-Man show,
the side
that
characters
has to be happening.
The
that's
side
like
characters.
A Ant-Man show is happening.
Moon Knight is happening, and I know they wanted
Oscar Isaac.
Isaac.
I think it is official that he is Moon Knight.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
WandaVision's good though. I think it's a quality show. There's some, like the two boys that played the kids, they kind of were like lame to me. I posted a photo on Twitter of one of the kids like with these green glasses on. He looks
like
goofy as hell.
Doing a haka.
Yeah. And then they have, I guess, Monica Rambeau. She came across a Skrull like at the end. There was a Skrull there in disguise.
Captain Marvel.
And
too.
They're like, there's someone in the space tower that wants to see you. And it's Nick Fury, because Nick Fury was at the end of what? Yeah, it's all, you're either in or you're out at this point. A lot to explain, my dear friend. Any other questions on the MCU?
No, I think you answered them all.
It's like when people go back and watch Age of Ultron, and they're like, I didn't know that this was in Wakanda. And I'm like, duh.
You, idiot!
They said it in the first one. You dubbies. Not into the Marvel shit, huh? Not into Coming to America, not into Marvel. What's wrong with you?
No, man. I'm an indie kid.
You're an indie kid. What have you been watching? What's the show you watch?
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld.
Nice.
I'm almost season 7. It's really fun. Really fun show. I was an idiot for never watching it.
Very hipster of you to go back and watch Seinfeld and not WandaVision.
It's better.
Sure.
I watched, do you remember the movie Under the Silver Lake?
Yes, with don't tell me, the girl from Handmaid's Tale. No. Jennifer Lawrence. No. I don't know.
It's Andrew Garfield.
No girl?
There's a girl, but she's like, I don't think she's anybody.
Okay.
I remember when it came out, I thought it was just like a hipster mystery movie.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's a strange film. Really liked it. Really liked it. Really recommend it. It's on Amazon Prime. It's weird.
Under the Silver Lake. What was that movie you watched with Dave Franco recently?
Oh, The Rental. I think that's on Hulu or Amazon now. That was really good. That's like Dave Franco's first movie. That was really good.
He directed it?
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I like the poster.
Really, the poster's cool. Like the, that's a good movie. But Under the Silver Lake, it was just like the score is like this old Hollywood. It's like an old Hollywood like detective soundtrack with like nice big horns.
What year does it take place? It
takes place now. It takes place in like 2016. Like this guy is like a loser, and like this girl that he meets that lives in his building disappears overnight, and he's just trying to find her, and that's the whole movie. It's a good mystery. So much going on. There's some it's a weird movie. I would compare it a lot to like a Big Lebowski-esque.
It's reminding me of that show The Killing or that movie The Lovely Bones.
Neither of those. It's like a comedy drama.
Oh, it's a comedy.
It's like a dark uh-huh. comedy. And it's like so much of like there's so many plot threads. There's like so it's like the whole movie is like finding symbols and things. Like the main character, like when he was a kid, he used to like listen to music to find hidden messages.
And I can relate.
And it's like a lot of Illuminati stuff, a lot of like dealing with like I'll leave you with this. It's like the movie is like the whole movie is like a big symbol for like how Hollywood is like
a creepy
place that show? Steals the life of young women.
Duh.
Yeah, but it's like it's like a strange. I'll check it out. You'd like it.
It looks good.
But you would have to pay attention because it's a movie that you just like have to pay attention to because like something will happen, you'll just be lost.
That's how I watch most things.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to it.
Under the Silver Lake.
Under the Silver Lake. That's my approval.
Starring Andrew Garfield, star of Spider-Man Time to Come Home, or whatever the fuck that movie's called.
Yeah.
Do you like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man?
I liked him as Spider-Man, but not as Peter Parker.
Yeah, he was a fun Spider-Man. Yeah. His suit was cool.
Yeah. He's no Yuri Leventhal, though.
Yuri Leventhal. So good they had to replace his face. So even more generic white guy.
Dude, Scott the Waz.
Scott the Waz looks a lot like the new Peter Parker, yes.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this a few weeks ago.
I watched The Farewell. I did it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Dude, it was
Did
really,
you cry?
I did cry. Yeah! It was really sad.
I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it.
It's really like endearing.
It takes
like,
place in China, right?
Yeah, it's like all in, it's like mostly in just China. It's awesome.
I can't wait to watch it. Awkwafina win you over?
I think.
You've never been an Awkwafina fan.
No, but I always appreciate her hustle. She did start on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. She
so
did.
So always like appreciate, like, she was like a early YouTube star, and then like that's when she got a break, and then she just kind of like took off from there
kind of like Donald Glover, similar.
But like her, she's great in this, and I know she's in Raya the Last Dragon.
Ooh.
This is the peak of Awkwafina. This is it.
No, she was in Jumanji too.
No, but this is it. The star voice of the
she's
star.
She's not the star.
No, the star. She's like the symbol of Raya the Last. She is the dragon.
Oh, the dragon.
Yeah, like yeah, she's sure, like sure, the sure, character. Sure, sure. She's like the Eddie Murphy. Like that's like the peak of her. Like that's how it's big as it's gonna get.
That's fair. That's a good comparison.
Yeah. You can't get much. How much higher are you gonna go? You get the voice of an original Disney character that's gonna be like
in terms of acting and shit.
Yeah,
mm.
I don't know about that, but.
I mean, she's a quality. She's a fine.
I mean, she's like fine. She's actually really good in The Farewell. Really good. So I'd like her to do her more serious movies.
Same with Steven Yeun and Minari.
Oh, I want to watch that so bad. Yeah. We talked about it like that.
We talked about it last week, but I got to watch both of those still. I see them on my list every day.
It's weird that Minari is a foreign film.
It takes place in America, though.
It takes place in America, but The Farewell is an American film that takes place in China.
different directors.
It's like a lot of it is in Chinese. Like it's like a mix between Chinese and American, but
I know English Minari's in mostly Chinese. Is it Korean?
Yeah.
Most of Chinese. Sorry. Wei Shouxian. Please don't sue me.
Wei Shangxian.
Wei Shangxian. What's a Korean phrase for all the Korean listeners out there? I know kimchi.
Oh my God.
Try Jordan. Some kimchi. Damn it. I'm trying to think of a Korean. Nigga nay, nigga nay, nay, nigga, nigga nay, nay, nay. Dung, 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 dung. I'm a fan of the music, all right? Fuck. Speaking of music, this is the Jordan podcast now. We didn't mention... I have to give a moment of silence to Daft Punk splitting up. We did not reference... We didn't mention that.
Yeah.
But that was a major thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, were they really working on anything? No.
They
yeah.
haven't been active since like 2013, 2015.
That's crazy.
Something like that. I think their Random Access Memories, their last album came out in 2013. And it's since crazy that then, just
pieced out like, yeah, that's it.
I think they were gearing up for a tour before COVID, and then the COVID happened, and then they're like, "All right, we're done."
They're also old, so like
they're French, old French guys. I don't know their names.
Yeah,
but
I love that no one knows what their face looks like.
People know, but yeah, like, they're not like, public.
It's
like
not
that.
Like I would never recognize them. Yeah, so it's cool. Like they could still like travel the world. And
that's
stuff
the idea, like, bro. Yeah, same awesome. With MF Doom. People that have this idea of like the mask is more important because it. They want you to focus on the music first, not the people.
Mm.
And they're pretty mysterious. But I loved all their albums since the 90s, bro. Listening to Discovery with like One More Time.
One more time. Time to celebrate.
Yeah, that song, it's iconic,
one
right?
Time,
one more time. They're so good. And then remember Robot Rock? I'm going to play a little bit of it for you real quick. You definitely know it.
You're going to miss this when we get on video.
What do you mean?
We can't play Daft Punk.
Yeah, I can. This is it. Oh, wait.
Yes.
They have a lot of
They're
good
so
shit,
so influential,
bro.
Dude. Yeah. So influential.
They're the most popular thing about the Tron Legacy movie.
Yeah, of course. God. They made that movie.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, that movie's great. Just
without Daft Punk, that movie is nothing.
Yeah. They worked with The Weeknd. Oh, they did in 2016 when The Weeknd dropped Starboy. They're all over that album.
Oh.
They're in the music video. They're in Damn. The production of that album. So they worked with The Weeknd, yeah.
Yeah.
They're and then obviously Kanye sampled Stronger from Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. That was actually the first Daft Punk song I heard, I think. I heard One More Time and then Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. It was actually around the same time Sonic Riders came out, 2006-ish. And then Kanye dropped Stronger. That don't kill me. Get old Lee, make me stronger. And then I was like, Kanye fucking stole Daft Punk song. I was so mad.
You didn't know how the music industry worked.
I did
back
not
then.
Know how it worked. No. And then I grew up and I realized like every popular Kanye song was a sample of something old.
Yeah.
Like Touch the Sky and shit. Marvin Gaye. But yeah, like Daft Punk, like somebody said it the other day on a podcast. They were arguing about Kanye West and they're like, He's not the most innovative artist of all time. He's the most influential artist of all time because everything he does is an idea he usually takes from somebody else and just he's Kanye and makes it his.
Yeah,
that's what he did with Chance the Rapper. That's what he did with Daft Punk. That's what he did with. I mean, that's what he did with Jay-Z when he first met Jay-Z and the Rockefeller Gang. Like they brought him on and then he kind of just did the rapping thing. But Daft Punk, man, fucking R.I.P.
R.I.P.
1993, same year as me. So they're 28 years together.
They'll be like us. One day we'll just...
We'll be 28 years and we'll be like, we're done.
We're done. We're finally finished.
Here's a question for you. So the video shoot's happening soon.
It is. We're sitting in our brand new swanky chairs.
Nice chairs. Nice audio. Everything's going to look nice. Can I wear a mask from episode one and never take a mask off? Will you allow me to do that?
It has to be a furry mask.
No. It's going to be a mask of my choosing.
You want to wear a mask?
I'll wear a mask every episode.
No.
So nobody gets to know me. Can I do it?
Sure. I think you're here. Why not?
Can I wear like a fucking Daft Punk mask?
Sure.
I'll just buy one.
You'll buy the Daft Punk. Which one?
I could wear a Boba Fett helmet.
Would it be that one?
I don't know the names of the Daft Punk robots, but the guy with the visor in the mouth I like the most. Well, the guy with the he looks like he has a hat on with like glasses.
Yeah.
That's my favorite robot. But you should watch their farewell video. They have a farewell YouTube video. It's pretty sad.
Mm.
But it's artfully done. It's artistic, even in the end.
They are French.
They are French. Oh,
the original artists.
French artisan
bread. They made bread art. Come on.
Fred Armisen, French artisan.
French artisan. I'm Fred Armisen, the French artisan.
there is a collaboration with Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Just wanted to mention that.
I did hear about it. I know they put out a single. So I haven't listened to it.
Just watch the video and like have a moment with it. It's good. That's a collaboration I would love to get an album from.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Isn't that what they're making? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we're getting it.
That's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. Drake dropped some music. Scary Hours 3. Or Scary Hours. It's three tracks.
Mm.
It's more Drake. Whatever.
He's like, I'm lonely in this house, y'all.
It has a little baby on it and Rick Ross. Star of Coming to America 2.
He's all over it.
Yeah. And then lastly, in music, I would say Bobby Shmurda. Shout out to him.
Shout out. Free Bobby Shmurda.
He's free now.
He's on parole for 3 years. I love the video of him in the club. And like the girl comes up to him. She's like, hey, want a drink?
He's like, nah,
I got water. Yeah. I got water.
He's good. No, he's apparently been doing a lot of like, he was talking to Nipsey Hussle before Nipsey Hussle died. And like, he was giving him game on like investing his money into real estate and shit. So apparently
he can't leave Florida, right?
I don't know.
He's in Florida.
I don't know.
We get a fact check on that.
I'll take your word for it. Everyone comes to Florida. 6ix9ine's always in Florida.
I think he was arrested in Florida.
Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's ask Google.
Jungle Beat.
Where did Bobby Shmurda go to jail?
He's asking his bus.
Clinton. Oh, in New York.
New York. Yeah.
Conditionally released from Clinton Correctional Facility in New York around 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, according to New York's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, and will be under community supervision until his sentence is completed on
February 23, 2020.
He was released February 2021, and I think he was arrested sometime in the fall of 2014, and they extended his sentence to send one of his other guys home.
I hope he doesn't go back.
He won't. He's too smart. He's a smart kid. But yeah, I hope he starts popping up in music and doing some good shit right now.
Oh yeah, everybody wants that Bobby Shmurda clout. I need that clout.
Quavo picked him up, I guess, from prison in a private jet.
I mean, Quavo got money, man. Yeah,
apparently they went on tour together before he got arrested.
Damn.
So Quavo like kind of came through.
Quavo did kind of blow up and has like a shit ton of money.
I was listening to Gucci at the gym. Gucci Mane. I was listening to Lemonade, and you know that song that's like lemon pepper wings in the freeze cup. I was listening to his flow on that. He sounds exactly like Quavo. And obviously Quavo got his inspiration from Gucci, but the flow is like almost the same. Should I play it? I was about to play it.
Go for it.
Who cares? Here it is. Gucci. Lemon. Lemon. Yeah. Shout out to Gucci, man.
Gucci.
Not the star of Coming to America 2.
Surprised he wasn't in it.
Do you like that it's called Coming to America?
Coming to America 2? That would be too much.
Too many twos, but it sounds easier to say.
Coming to America.
They should have called it Going Back to Zamunda.
Coming home.
Going back to Zamunda.
Zamunda.
I think that's all I got.
Gaming. Have you been gaming?
No. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I restarted my island. So trying to catch up with my lady. She's blowing me in the dust in that game.
I've been playing Valheim.
Never heard of it.
It came out February 2nd on Early Access on Steam.
Oh, wow.
It's a survival game that takes place in a Viking world.
Nerd.
And it is fun. And it is in 5 million players in 1 month.
Damn.
On Steam.
That's more than Genshin Impact.
Yeah. a lot of players. It's very fun. It's very, it's like you survive, you hunt. It's like more, it's like Minecraft, but mm-hmm. with Vikings. And it's like the combat is fun and cool. And like, it's a hard game too.
It sounds very, very Eric Dominguez-y.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun. Play with friends. It's very, it's like, I can't, it's like an adventure. The whole game is adventure because you have to, like, you can build a boat and then sail across the sea to like some far land.
Like Oblivion?
Like, yeah, sure. I mean, it's
like the end of Game of Thrones yeah. and Arya goes to America. That's what's going to happen. Watch.
But there's like sea serpents in the water.
Oh, shit.
It's a fun game. Very fun.
The land. What is it? Valheim?
Valheim. It's on Steam.
Valheim. Anaheim.
Anaheim.
No, I purchased the GTA trilogy, GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas. I will play all of them within time.
Good luck.
I've never played 3, so I want to experience it. Vice City, I have memories of. I kind of want to just play through the story, though. Like, just get through the story. Mm-hmm. And then San Andreas. I could see me playing San Andreas for real, like getting into it, because a lot of memories connected to that one. Mm-hmm. But
play with CJ.
Play with Madam CJ Walker. Shout out to Black History Month. Shout out to Black History Life. Shout out
to Women's Month.
Black Women's Month. Mary it's McLeod, women's. Bethune, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks. Shout out.
Shout out to their families.
Who else do I got? My aunt, Margaret Allen Fisher. If you live in Tampa, Florida, you know what's up.
You know what's
up. Shout out to her. Who else? Michelle Obama, Beyonce, Rihanna. Who else am I missing?
Ariana Grande?
No. Nah, son. She fine.
Meg Thee Stallion?
Meg Thee Stallion, sure. Mary J. Blige.
Tiana Taylor,
shout out. She's a star of Coming to America, too. Just trying to think of every prolific.
Queen Latifah?
Black. Queen Latifah? Hell yeah, shout out to Queen Latifah. Shout out to
Lunel. Shout out Lunel.
Shout out to Lunel.
Shout out to Lunel.
In Coming to America 2, but not Borat 2. What the
she
fuck?
She had no lines in Coming to America 2. She was just there.
She was just in the background eating peanuts.
Eddie Murphy just likes Lunel.
A lot of reviewers were saying they've noticed Eddie Murphy did the movie more so for everybody else to shine and like kind of wasn't really in it.
He was not the main. In the movie, he wasn't like.
He wasn't the focus of the movie, yeah. The main character was more the son, but. I don't know, man. It's not a good movie, but it's not like hurtful or harmful. Like
no, it's very. It's again, we said it was safe.
It can exist for the audience it's trying to exist for, and we cannot enjoy it. But when Eddie Murphy does another Dolomite or does another like lower, like you know, films with not as much nostalgia charge, it'll be fun. It'll be good. They should have cast Eddie Murphy in the Mulan live action shit.
As Mushu,
bruh. Also in Raya, The Last Dragon, which I will watch.
It's $20 on.
I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. If I could split it with someone, no, I pay for it. I buy it. Either way, it looks good, and it's the main character is voiced by Kelly Marie Tran.
Yeah, they're doing her a solid.
The hell yeah! I don't give a fuck about my role in Star Wars if I get to have my own animated character, right?
I mean, no, they. I think they did it on purpose. It's like, we screwed you over so bad.
We're going to give you a whole fucking movie, yeah.
And if it takes off, good for you. If it sinks in the water, sorry.
It looks, I mean, people seem to like it already, and it looks of quality. So. It
reminds me of, just by looking at of Atlantis.
It's got the same feel of, like, the Braves, the Atlantises, the Ups, like the not super popular Disney movies, but they're of quality. It's like some fictional Chinese world. I'm about it. Looks cool. It looks like what's that game? Kena Bridge of Spirits?
Yeah,
it looks like that.
But,
I don't know. It's more of a compliment for Kena than it is for Raya, but
Kena Bridge of Spirits, baby.
I know Julian's watched Raya. Shout out Julian. Follow him on Letterboxd. Will Tom and Jerry return in Space Jam 2?
No.
No? Are they Warner Brothers?
I think they are Warner Brothers, yeah.
They just had a movie.
If anybody, I don't know, sure, Scooby-Doo better show up.
Scooby-Doo showing up. Scooby-Doo
Scoob!
Yeah, do you hope it's that animation style from Scoob? Oh, just him showing up again?
If that's what it is, I guess I'll take it.
Yeah.
We gonna see Billy and Mandy.
Billy. Mandy. Yeah, I love Grimm. Thanks for listening. It's not a full hour, but it's a good enough pop in. We're gonna have video soon.
Video's coming soon.
It'd be more exciting than this. This is a little ear candy, I guess.
Yeah, this is a little stop, little lifesaver.
Are the video episodes gonna be audio too?
Yeah.
Just rip the audio and upload it.
We'll follow in the steps of every major podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait till we start selling ads for Tushy and Blue Chew.
Hey, man, I'd sell ads for Tushy.
Would you sell ads for Blue Chew?
No, I don't take Blue Chew.
I could.
You bought Blue Chew?
No, I'm saying I could. I could take it and let you know.
I mean, would you do it if they said, all right, here's a...
Yeah. I want a hard dick.
Would you do MeUndies?
Sure. Who would I not do? That's a better question, just to get him out of the way now.
Postmates. Not Postmates, I'm sorry. No. Stamps.com.
No. I wouldn't do Herbalife.
I mean, no one does Herbalife. Would you do BetterHelp?
I've never used it. I kind of, if I ever promote any ad, I want to use it at least.
Yeah.
Like, I like, what's the manly grooming one for your groin area?
A Manscaped?
I would do that. I would do Liquid IV. I would do Tushy, sure. I have one. I use it.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it.
I like it.
Any closing thoughts so we can end this bitch? Episode 96, what up?
Episode 96.
Can you make the intro music hit him high? Or the outro
hit him
music?
Hit him high.
We can do it for the outro music.
Hit him high.
Thanks for listening, listeners.
Thanks for listening.
Eric's done.
I don't know what I'm going to watch this week. I want to watch Incoherent Vice.
I've never actually seen it. So
I've seen it once, and I liked it. Got me in the mood.
Is it the same director?
No, not. But it's like similar style. Vibe. It's like a, both of them are both like kind of mysteries, like weird films.
I see.
Yeah.
Read a book. I want to read a book one day.
Does a manga count as book?
Zamunda?
I finished the Attack on Titan manga, I think. I'm on the second to last chapter. I finished it.
Right.
And, the climax just ended. And people are going to...
Have opinions.
That is a fact.
You heard it here first.
But I thought it was good. I mean, I'm excited for people to watch it. People are already liking it. The episode that dropped today is like really divisive because it's one major character like distancing himself from everybody else. And he doesn't
even.
I won't say. I'm not going to spoil it.
I always say, is it Aaron? Because it usually is.
Not going to say nothing.
He becomes a Sasuke type character.
Not going to say anything.
Sasuke!
But,
Kurosuda!
It's a little mean.
That was me saying goodbye in Japanese.
Hajijimaste.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. I'm out of here.
All right. Bye. Your mom's crying so